Doug, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. I'm good. I like that story you just talked about because, you know, we need jobs to keep boosting our housing along. So we're, you know, we're all about jobs as they relate to housing.
Well, when we start talking about housing, I saw a story in the Associated Press, and it was titled "Home Builders Suffer Worst 2 Years in a Half Century." And when you and I were talking about this yesterday, and the story says home builders broke ground on a total of more than 580,000 homes in 2010. That's just slightly better than 554,000 in 2009. So basically, home builders are having a hard time around the country, but you said that that's not necessarily so here in the mid-Michigan area.
Well, yeah, let me clarify a little bit. First, I would say that here in the Lansing area, and in particular in Michigan, broadly speaking, we've been suffering for probably 5 years where, you know, the slowdown in Michigan started around 06. For the rest of the country, it started in 08. So what you're reading in the that AP story about the U.S. has only been down, you know, for about half of the amount of time that we have. Okay, so given that situation, you know, that's kind of the bad news. The good news, which I'd rather emphasize, is that here in the central Michigan area, we're starting to see a really nice turnaround as compared with the rest of the state. Let me give you some statistics. You just mentioned jobs, for instance. If you look at unemployment, our unemployment here in the mid-Michigan area is like around 8.5%. Statewide, I think they just announced the other day, it's around 11. Well, it was around 12. And nationwide, the unemployment is around 9.5%. So our unemployment is actually better here in mid-Michigan than it is in the rest of the country. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you look at our housing starts just in our little tri-county area that we're in, we have seen a steady increase over the last 2 years. Now, granted, you know, we were way, way down. You know, we probably have a third of the builders that we used to have, you know, still around and real active. But people are buying homes in the mid-Michigan area, and we are starting to see, you know, a gradual climb out of, you know, the recession or depression, whatever you want to call it, that we've been in. So I'm very optimistic about our local Lansing area.
Well, I know in conversations that we've had, a lot of home builders in the mid-Michigan area really have taken to the remodeling business, and there just weren't a lot of new builds. But it's nice to see that that may be changing.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a trend. I think that we bottomed out probably, oh, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, and we've been kind of bouncing along the bottom, and now we're starting to see a climb out. If you look at all of the different stats, you'll see that home prices are actually starting to rise a little bit. The foreclosures coming on the market has slowed down. I mean, just all indicators all around are positive right now, and I'm encouraged by the fact that mid-Michigan is looking better than the rest of the state. Last year, comparing 09 to 010, we saw about a 67% increase in the starts, the new housing starts in the Lansing area. The next highest area in the state was, I believe, over on the west side of the state around Ottawa, Muskegon. They only saw like a 30-some percent increase. And you have other areas that are, you know, way, way down, like the Detroit area and Grand Rapids and so forth. So we are really faring better than the rest of the state, and I'm encouraged by that. Now, you know, I don't think we're going to, like, see this rapid growth, but we are going to see continued steady growth. So I'm optimistic for 011.
Doug, are there any areas around the Lansing area where we're going to see more new builds in 2011?
Well, I would say, you know, you're going to see steady growth sort of all over the area. I mean, if you had to start selecting areas, you know, you would probably begin to pick and choose the areas that we've traditionally seen growth. There's been, you know, a lot of new homes going up in the Holt area. But as it grows, you're going to see the growth, you know, all around, I think. In all the traditional areas where we've seen, you know, some areas tend to do a little better than others. But overall, our market is so small that I like to think of it as just one big market.
Is it cheaper to buy a new build home now than it was, say, last year and compare it with 5 years ago?
Well, what's really affected the price of new homes, or what's affected pricing of homes in general, is the number of foreclosures that came on the market. In other words, think of it in terms of inventory. If you have a lot more inventory out there and people have more to choose from, then it kind of brings all of the prices down. But the thing about new homes is it costs whatever it costs to buy those materials to build the home. So you can have the price of existing homes going down, but the price of a new home pretty much still stays the same because the price of materials don't come down.
Well, I know. Doug, you're an optimistic guy by nature, but I just sense in the information that you've given me in the last few minutes here that you're encouraged by what you're seeing.
Oh, I am, very much so, very much so. I'm excited about the fact that our local Lansing region is looking a lot better than the rest of the state. I know I've said that two or three times, but I can't overemphasize that. All indicators are that we're pulling out of the slump. Now, some people ask me, well, why is that? Well, I think a number of reasons. Our economy is fairly diverse. You've got the third shift on at the Delta. You've got the FRIB thing. You've got this airport corridor that you're talking about. We have a lot of good things happening in our area, and I think that contributes to people's optimism. And then when you combine the optimism with sort of the pent-up demand and the fact that people have just kind of been sitting waiting to see what's going to happen and so forth, I think we're finally through the political process. You know, we have a new governor. Okay, everybody knows who's going to be governor now. And so there's a tendency for people to kind of just settle down and say, all right, it's time to do it. It's time to make that decision and move forward.
And, Doug, before I let you go, I want to get your take. So much discussion in all areas of the workforce when you talk about unions and the difference in union wages and non-union wages. And this was a big topic when the Gillespie Group was having some challenges in Lansing and how much union labor that they would use. And I just wanted to get your take. Union work versus non-union work?
Well, you know, that's a pretty broad, open-ended question. I mean, I think, Tony, what's happening is that Michigan is going through a period of time where we are all, whether we're a non-union, you know, mindset or an open shop mindset, we're all here together, and we're all going through this period of time where we're realizing, you know what, we all need to start working together and figure out how to roll up our sleeves so that we all have jobs and we all have economic growth together. Because in our little state of Michigan and our little market of Lansing, we're competing with other countries, other states, who are attracting companies that want to come there and create jobs.